Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. Hello, everybody. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in and talk about it if you want to. We're going to try to get the regular phones open, but we also have another method now. So we'll explain that a little bit later in the show. But mad or glad, and I'll tell you something that really makes me mad, and it should make millions of people mad. It should make the politicians mad, and it doesn't, you know. A week from today is Memorial Day, you know, and I keep thinking how many people who have served this country are not treated the way they should be by the government, and especially the VA. My twin brother is a veteran, and he told me that they recently declared, the VA declared that now all people, veterans who take medicine, are going to have to pay for their medicine. Now, that's a lot of people. Unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, my brother is a health freak. He doesn't take medicine or drugs. So he got him on that. The doctor couldn't believe it. But the thing that really makes me mad is the fact that people who serve this country are not protected the way they should be. Now, of course, one of the biggest ways that that's happening is a person applies for a service dog, be it a guide dog or a companion dog or, you know, whatever the dog can do for them. So the agencies and the, I don't know about the government, because the VA doesn't believe that service dogs help people. But there's supposed to be some kind of a division in the Veterans Administration that's supposed to help people if they to get a service dog. But now, I got an email from my congressman not too long ago telling me that the VA doesn't believe in service dogs. So there's a contradiction here, you know. And the point being, the Veterans Administration should be one of the top agencies that insist upon a law being passed to protect the veterans in dealing with the service dog schools, and of course to protect everybody. So they're just another agency that isn't doing anything about it. See, what the agencies could do, now they know, you take the service dog situation, agencies know how many people are denied service dogs. I don't know if they keep records of that, but they should. And the reason they know is because a lot of them send people to these guide dog schools, service dogs. Now, they're going to know if the person didn't get the dog or not, obviously. I don't know if that's documented, but what they should do is compile a list. You don't have to reveal people's names and all that unless they want you to. Compile a list, people denied the dog, and then take that list and use it. Use it to get a law passed. Send it to the politician. Send it to the legislator, to the Congress people, and say, look, X amount of people here have been denied service dog. The agencies raised the money and never gave them the dog. X amount of people were trained with the dog and never got it. See, if these agencies would do that, we could get a law passed. But they're not doing a damn thing. They just let it happen. They send the person to the school. This is a definite mad. Send the person to the school. Person could train with the dog. Get denied. And that's it. Nobody does anything about it. Nobody questions where the money went or why the disabled person didn't get the service dog. If the agencies are going to take the step of sending somebody to a school, shouldn't they follow up on that? And at least realize, what happened here? Look at all these people, it could be thousands of people in a matter of, 6 months or whatever. Well, that's why we're in this situation. The agencies don't do anything about it. Even the independent living centers aren't doing anything about it that I know of. How many times we've contacted them. They've had people in their own midst who have been denied guide dogs and service dogs and never did a thing about it. When you have no law to protect you, you're dealing with a very, very difficult situation and a dictatorship. So that's a mad. And, of course, we'll talk about that some more Thursday night on our show, how the VA should, the Veterans Administration should protect their people more. Hey, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, and let's see. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue, and their benefit coming up in a couple of weeks, June 5th. All right, June 5th, the Whisker Walk, and to raise money to protect and save the Akita. Whisker Walk online, they do it. Where you can call in, not call in, but log in and protect the Akita and, donate, make a donation. All right. Whisker Walk on Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And let's see, their email, if you want more information, in Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's it. If you forget that number, it's on the voicemail, 609-388-7004. But it's the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Support the Whisker Walk. Hey, Kennedy Realty over there in Islip, New York, my buddy who believes and who helps us to keep this show on the air. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 31-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. The Inner Sight phone number. And all the beautiful children of the world, we remember Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, a few of them who we remember who have passed on. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you of that every night that we're on, every weeknight, 8 to 9 Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's see. We want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. And my good buddy over there, McAteer and Corrado, John Corrado. So, Suffolk Bus Corp. And we thank SILO, the Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their number is 631-880-7929. We thank them for contributing to keep this program on the air. Greatly appreciate that. All right. Don't forget Wednesday night, our nursing home show. The exclusive nursing home show that is dedicated to turning nursing homes into accessible housing. You won't hear a show like this anywhere else. Only on InterSight. The exclusive idea that we have to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Inner Sight. So check us out. And let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic, pick your own subject. Wednesday night, the nursing home show. Thursday's show, and we're going to have a special treat on Thursday, too. But Thursday's show, how the Veterans Administration should protect people who serve this country a lot more than they do. Thursday's show. And as a special treat, we're going to have the great baritone Robert Merrill sing the national anthem from the Yankee Stadium. He did that regularly for many, many years. And the late, great Merrill, who, by the way, was disabled. He had polio, and he always walked with a limp, you know. And the great baritone voice, beautiful voice. He sang with many of the great tenors of the world. Robert Merrill on Inner Sight this coming Thursday. We'll hear the national anthem. All right, Friday night's the funny, but I think Friday we're going to be off, taking a long Memorial weekend. Friday night, we'll be off from Thursday night until Tuesday of next week. All right, so that's the schedule. Inner Sight. We're brought to you by Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled. Got some great information in there and a column by professionals. They have a calendar of events where you can list your event, your party, or whatever it is. Calendar of events. And let's see, what else goes in there? Oh, the personal columns. That's interesting. Personals. If you want to, you know, try to meet somebody cool. So check out Able News. Read Able News. You go online. You get a free subscription. AbleNews.com. All right. Angela Melanie, our good friend and the editor. All right. Inner Sight. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. We don't have an engineer on the show, but if you'd like to express your thought, something about your, something that you're mad about or glad about, call the Inner Sight number and leave your number. It'll be confidential. Nobody will get it except me, and you know I'll yours truly, and we will call you back if you want to be on the air and talk mad or glad stuff. Now the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll make a call in a little bit, try to get a disabled guy from Brooklyn. Maybe he has a mad or glad. But jot down that number, 631-224-3090. And you can leave your number and we'll get back to you. You know, it seems like all these rich people, many of them, at one time or another, seems to be a pattern here. I don't know why, but one time or another, have to be accused of sexual harassment. You ever notice that? Now, the latest guy is this guy, Elon Musk, you know. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't think anybody knows, but, you know, we had the former governor. Presidents have been accused of that over the years. Donald Trump, I believe, was accused. It seems to be a pattern that goes with being wealthy and famous. You know, Bill Cosby went through it. Whatever that was about, I don't know. Excuse me, I should tell my Bill Cosby story. Yeah. The guy that I never met. Pardon me. It was a long time ago. It was 1972 when I was hanging out with a good friend of mine at the time. Stevie Wonder, and we produced a concert with Stevie and Ray. It was a tremendous hit, sold it out, to help blind people at the time to get jobs. All right, and one of the guys, one of the women who managed Bill Cosby. I think she was his manager or his promoter or some such thing. thought it'd be a good idea to have Bill involved, and the word was that he it looked like he wanted to be involved. So they invited me to this big party. It was a big thing in some hall. I don't even remember where it was, but and I went over there and mingled around a lot of famous people there, you know. And Bill was in his dressing room, and they kept trying to get him to come out and meet me, or to have me go in there and meet him. You know, either way, it doesn't matter, you know. And for some reason, he just never appeared, and he never invited me in. I never knew why. You know, they say, and I don't know if it's true, that Bill was very prejudiced against white people. Now, I don't know if that's true. I hope it's not. But I never found out why he didn't want to sit down and have a chat. Now, you know, we had the show all set, and at the time we were looking for an MC. He would have been perfect, you know. But for some reason, some unknown reason to this day, I mean, if I ever meet Bill, you know, which is not likely, but if I ever meet him, I'm going to ask him. I mean, he may not even remember, but, you know. But anyway, that's my Cosby story. I can't say he was a nice guy or a mean guy because I never met him. I was supposed to, but I never did. All right, in the sight, man of glad, and yeah, you know, anything you're mad about or glad about, call the Inner Sight number and we'll get back to you. Retrieve your number and call you. We don't have an engineer on the show tonight. But in any event, it's still Mad or Glad Monday, and we need more glads, especially in dealing with the disabled. Now, here's another mad that really turns me off, I got to tell you. Home health aides, all right? The money goes in to an agency, and the agency pays the aid. Now, how can you expect top service when somebody works for you and you don't pay them? You know. Now, the attitude of Inner Sight is that being disabled is very hard work. We work at being disabled. You know, we have to do the work of the government because they didn't set things up for us to be equal. So now we find ourselves, those of us who choose to participate in it, and not everybody wants to because, you know, it's a pain in the ass. So they just walk away or they wheel away and that's it, you know. But there are a lot of people who do participate. Believe me, man, it's hard work being disabled. And the reason it's hard work is because the system is not set up in the right way. All right. The system is set up in a very controlling way, and it interferes with people's lives. And that's one example. Now, with one program that's out there for the home health aides, the disabled person is supposed to train the aide. All right. Normally, people get paid for that. But the disabled person doesn't get paid to train the aide. All right. And in some parts of the country, the money goes to the independent living center. I think it's in Massachusetts where that happens. Maybe Pennsylvania, too, but I know in Massachusetts. The money for the aid goes to the independent living center, and they pay the aides, you know. Now, some people like that, and I'm sure some people don't. There's the money again going to another place to pay your aid. In other words, this aid works for you. You know, they don't work for the independent living. They work for you. So you, the disabled person, should be able to pay them with the money that is there. The money's there for that. You know? And believe me, it causes a lot of problems because the disabled person doesn't pay the aid. They get paid from an agency. Well, that's a mad. You know, somebody working for you, doing work for you, whatever it is, and some agency pays them. The world doesn't work like that. Only if you're disabled it works like that. See? And that's one of the things that inner sight has to change. And that's another one of the things that the agency should be getting together on. You know, and make, again, make a list of people having problems with their aids because the money is not there. The money is tampered with by some agency. You know? The agencies should make a list, get together, and present that and give that to the Congress and the legislators and say, look, we need a law. We need to amend whatever is there so that the money goes into a fund so the person can pay their aid themselves. I mean, if they want to get somebody, another party involved to do it by choice, that's different. But you have no choice. See? There's the difference. You have no choice. That money goes to the agency, and they pay the aid. It's not like they ask you, well, how do you want to handle this? That's the difference. And many, many times it's a horror story. It's a horror story. And the aides know that they're not getting paid from the individual that they're dealing with an agency. They know that. And they take advantage of it in many ways. So there's another inner sighter for you. Inner sighter. Hey, I like that word. All right, around the world, inner sight, no engineer tonight. And you want to sound off to 631-224-3090. Leave your number and we'll try to get you back. I'm going to take a stab at this. I'm going to try to get my buddy from Brooklyn on the line and see if he has any mads or glads that he wants to relate to the world. Inner sight, stand by. We're going to break the station and we'll try to come back very shortly and maybe with a guest. Stand by. Stand by, inner sight. All right, inner sight, stand by. We're having a little technical difficulty here. So stand by. All right. Couldn't reach our party, but this is Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday night. And if you listen to some of the news, what's going on, the stock market fluctuating up and down, down and up and down, you know, going crazy over there. So people invest in that thing. I mean, it's like a roller coaster. You hear one day it's up, next day it's down, That reminds me of that old song by the Moonglows, Seesaw. Your love like a seesaw, baby. You know that one. Up and down, stock market. And it doesn't seem to me like the current administration is doing enough to smooth over this economy. Now, I'm no expert, but people need funds. They need more money, you know. We've mentioned this time and time again, and it's worth talking about. No stimulus for us. Now, other states have gotten stimulus or are getting stimulus. But New York, way behind on that one. I mean, we never got a stimulus from the state. Why don't they do that for us? We got them from the federal government, but not the state. So that's one way, I believe, that would give people a lift, you know, to have extra money until this whole thing blows over. Now, they say in New York it's supposedly the cases are rising, you know. So who knows what's going to happen with that. But we definitely should have extra funding in the form of a stimulus. Inner Sight reminds you and reminds the politicians and lets them know, get off your butt and get us that stimulus. We should get one on a state level. You know, that would be nice, a good way for a governor to show that she cares. You know, why not a stimulus to get through this? All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? Right now it's a one man mad or glad. All right. And don't forget, we're still on the reruns on television. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Check it out. Altice on 7:30 on Thursday is the Altice. They used to call it Long Island Cable. Now it's Altice. 7:30, Thursday night, we got reruns going on over there. Anybody out there who would like to volunteer and help us with our website? You know, we need someone who can put information up on the website, because we would give you the, you know, we could do it right on the phone, on the computer, and help us update it and all that. Yeah, maybe once every 2 weeks on the phone. So if you want to be an Inner Sight volunteer, you believe in freedom, give us a call, 631-224-3090, or send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Let me give it again. Inner Sight, I-N-N, like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T. Inner Sight at P PMPmail.com. Those are the initials of the company that we buy it from. All right. Drop us an email. If you want to be on the show, let us know. We usually can put guests in on Thursday night, or we could switch things around. So whatever's convenient for the guest. Yeah. Man, a glad Monday. I got a glad. I'm glad for my Akita guide dog, because she's so brilliant and sweet and loving and understanding. There's so many adjectives that you can describe an Akita guide dog with. It's almost as if she understands what people are talking about. You know. So that's my glad. My guide dog. My Charabel. Sweetest animal on the planet. All right. And, you know, it's so funny because the agencies and the guide dog schools will tell you an Akita cannot be a guide dog. You know, that they're too headstrong or aggressive, or they want to go fight with other dogs. Well, my dog's not like that. She's sweet. She's a sweet dog. Beautiful disposition and temperament. It shows you how narrow-minded people can be, because you got to find the right dog for the job. You can't just take any dog and say, hey, you're going to be a guide dog. No. You got to find the right one. So I think the agencies have missed out on a lot by not training Akitas to be guide dogs and service dogs. Inner Sight reminds you of all that. And we'll keep on doing our thing and reminding people and letting people know and speaking out against things like nursing homes and barriers being up in people's ways, obstruction, you know. And the law under the Americans with Disabilities Act that is not powerful enough, not strong enough, no enforcement. We talk about all that. And nobody really knows the impact of it until they become disabled. And then they'll realize, you know, that, hey, why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? Why aren't we, you know, protected and all that? I mean, they may have said, maybe they thought they realized it before. But you really don't know it and you really don't live it until you're disabled. And that's why we need a law. We need to amend that American Disability Act. That celebration coming up in July of the ADA. How can you celebrate a law? I mean, it's meaningless to have a law like that. Because in many ways it makes things worse, because it sends a message to people that there's no enforcement, which means that people are more inclined to take advantage of those who are disabled because there's no enforcement. All right, 8:42. New York, 8:42. Matter glad Monday. No engineer. You want to call in 631-224-3090. You can leave your Matter glad on the line, and we'll retrieve it. And if you want to call back, let us know, and we'll be glad to dial you in on Inner Sight. Yeah. Well, let's see. What else is in the news? I heard that China and the United States is spending billions of dollars on cars that have no drivers. Now, to me, that's a horror story, you know, because there's no substitute for the human brain. And I just have the feeling that the whole thing is going to backfire on them. You know, that they're trying to push things to the limit in an unsafe way. And I'm just wondering, how is that car, vehicle, going to know the movement of a human being? You know, let's say it was crossing, you know. All right, person crossing or walking. One thing about humans, they know by habit, because they have, many of us have the same habits. They know by habit what a person is doing, or maybe what they're going to do. You know, and I just can't picture a car being able to handle that without a driver in it. Of course, they have missiles and all that, and planes and all that, autopilot and all that stuff, But remember, that's up in the air. You know, that's a lot different than down on the ground, where you got all these people walking around and all kinds of traffic situations. Spend all that money on that kind of a thing, to me, is like a waste, especially when people need help. You know, and the Congress should be addressing that more, especially now with this economy going down and up and down and up. Yeah, all right, Inner Sight. I haven't heard much about the fighting over in Ukraine lately. I don't listen to the regular news, though. I get bits and pieces, you know. Somebody called me last night and said that Russian leader was in the hospital. Now, I don't know how true that is. mean, anybody can start any kind of a rumor on YouTube, you know. But I did hear that several of the big companies have pulled out of Russia and are pulling out. And it sounds like to me that with this guy's action, this guy who runs Russia, I don't even want his name on my show, has really brought that country down. You know, economically and morally, and has really done his country a disservice. You know, somebody told me that the Ukrainians started to bomb Russia. Well, now, I mean, if that's true, how are you going to conduct business in a country like that? You know? People are going to be afraid to go out. People are going to be afraid to operate, afraid to function. So it sounds like to me that this guy has really brought this country down. Russia, that is. And I just hope that somebody over there sees it, turns this whole thing around, because one of the things that was mentioned by CNBC is that one of the things that's ruining the economy here is the Russian conflict. That, according to CNBC. All right, 8:49, Inner Sight, Matt, a glad Monday. And if you tried to call in, we apologize. I mean, you can listen to the show calling in. You better listen, but you won't be able to get on the air that way. But if you dial our Inner Sight number, and you want to speak on the air, and you leave a message with your number, we'll call you back, and you'll be on the air. 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. And by the way, if you'd like to make a donation to Inner Sight, whatever size, go to our website, InnerSight.info, and click on the PayPal, and you can do a donation that way. Or you can call us. If you want to do a check, we'll give you the mailing address. InnerSight, 631-224-3090. Matt or Glad. Monday, and a week from today. Now, isn't it funny? Let's see. Today is the 23rd. A week from today is the 30th, right? Well, that's true, right? The 30th. So usually, they used to celebrate Memorial Day on the 31st. And now I guess they just let it fall where it will. So it'll be on the 30th this year, 31st being a Tuesday. But that was the original Memorial Day. All right, so we're contemplating a short week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're going to take Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and Monday here on Inner Sight. We have our memorial show coming up on Thursday, and we'll rerun that on Monday. That'll be our show, honoring those who passed, in protecting us and our country. Let's see. I got a veteran story I want to tell. It's about my twin brother. I don't know if I probably told this before, but it's well worth telling again. My brother was in the Army. He wasn't any big rank. He was just a corporal in the Army. Fort Benning, Georgia, down south. And my brother liked to walk. He's a fast walker, you know. So they're doing the, as they do in the Army, the war games, you know, where you got to practice, make believe that you're in battle, in war, you know. So my brother, being the fastest walker, got to the goal faster than anybody else. And, of course, his outfit was behind him, and he saved the whole outfit from being captured, you know, because he got to the as the fastest walker in the army over there. So they wrote him up in the newspaper. He was on the front page of the army paper. I guess they have their own paper. If I can ever get a copy of that, maybe we'll read it on the air one night. Anyway, that's the story of the fastest walker in out of Fort Benning, Georgia. My Veteran Day story right here on Inner Sight Live. Around the world, we got 115,000 plus. We went over 115,000. So let's see, our next goal would be 120,000. That's what I believe is the next goal. Don't forget to sign our petitions. Change.org, the one on the service dog schools. You can sign this week in honor of Memorial Day and all those who served this country that'll be denied a service dog. And the other one on the nursing home, I have to double check to see if that's up there yet. We revised it. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's our goal for that one. Change.org is where you can find the petitions. And we apologize that we don't have an engineer for tonight. We certainly hope that our engineer will be back for tomorrow night with open mic, right here live on Inner Sight. And we want to thank all of our 115,000 listeners plus for listening to the show. We appreciate you. We thank you. And you're the reason why we do this show. You know, to improve the system and to amend the law, to make it stronger and give people more rights leading to a fuller life. So that's what Inner Sight is about. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank all those who are going to listen You get a lot of overnight listens. We appreciate people listening to the show. We believe it's very valuable, and I want to thank our donors for keeping the program on the air. It's greatly appreciated. People tell me all the time, it's a great show, and we don't ever want to lose it. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. Be well out there and fortify yourself. Wild oil of oregano, good health tip. Sunshine. Apple cider vinegar is very good for you. Dandelion tea. There's a new tip. Dandelion tea. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.